nothing really can prepare you for being a foster carer. We are offered an awful lot of training. There's an amazing introductory process that you go through, but nothing really prepares you for the reality of having these young people in your life.
They're kind of describing it as now reaching crisis point because there just aren't enough foster families out there. I mean, have you been called on to look after more and more children?
I personally not. I do know foster carers who are expanding what they would normally be prepared to offer because there is a high level of need with certain groups of children and young people. I know that we are in need of foster carers for slightly older children, perhaps the mid-teens. There's also a need for carers for children with disabilities, children and young people with disabilities. And we have had quite a high number of unaccompanied asylum seekers as well coming in to the county. So there is a very high level of need.
What are kind of the differences? Because as you say, there are families that are needed to take on teenagers. Why would that perhaps be more challenging, do you think, than taking on a younger child?
I think it's a little bit of a myth that it is more challenging to take on teenagers, in all honesty. In my own personal experience, the young people that we've had, they are challenging, but that is the nature of our job. You can't expect to have young people come to your house who are perfectly stable, perfectly happy, perfectly well-adjusted young people. The very act of them having to be removed from their birth families is traumatic, but added to that is the trauma of whatever they've been through before they come to us. I think possibly a lot of people who consider foster care think they will take younger children because they will be easier. But that's often not the case.
So what would you say to anyone who is perhaps considering fostering? They've maybe heard about, you know, how Kent is kind of reaching this crisis point. They need these 200 extra foster carers to look after this increasing number of children. But perhaps they're still in two minds about it. What would you say to them?
I would say come along to one of the information sessions. Come and listen to what the social workers say, what the foster carers say. Have a chat to their family, their friends, because when you come into foster care, you most certainly need the support of friends and family. Talk to everybody about it and just dip your toe in the water. Come and have a chat. I also go along to some of these information sessions to chat to prospective carers just to get a full view of what it entails. It is an amazing career. You do have to come into it thinking it is a career. This is not just sort of an expansion of your home and your family. We're all professionals. We're highly trained. We work as teams for the benefit of these young people that come to us. But just come and talk. It won't be for everybody, but it may be simpler and it may be more enticing perhaps than you think. It's not as scary as it may first appear.